Before we begin, I would like you to make sure that we will not be disturbed for the next 40 minutes or so. I would like you to listen to this recording through earphones. Make yourself comfortable. Sit or lie down. Loosen any restrictive clothing. Take off any shoes, any glasses, and just allow yourself to relax. Now, I don't want you to think now about how you'll feel when you relax deeply, because I don't want you to go there straight away. I know that you know how good your unconscious is at following directions deeper right now. And as you continue to listen to the sound of my voice, while you try to remain consciously focused on your body, the more you try to stay awake, the more you'll continue to wonder just how deep you may be able to go. Now, isn't that an interesting thought? So just gently allow your eyelids to close for me. And just begin to allow yourself to relax, letting all your cares and worries go now, pet. Nothing matters. As you switch off your thoughts, and just allow this time for yourself, so that you can unwind completely, letting go of any worries or problems. And there's no need to fight any unwanted negative thoughts, as they will soon drift out of your mind again, just as easily as they came. I'd like you to take a couple of deep breaths in for me, slowly filling your lungs with air, and as you breathe out, you will relax more and more. With every outward breath, and as you gently slow your breathing down, you begin to feel more and more relaxed as I continue to talk to you. With every outward breath, you will continue to sink deeper down. Every time you exhale, you will feel your body loosening even more, your mind relaxing even more. That's it. See, it's so easy. I wonder now if you can use your imagination for me, that very powerful imagination of yours. I know you can, pet. I want you to use your imagination as I take you to one of my favorite places in the world. A place where I can relax. A place where I love to just let go and allow my mind to rest. I know you're going to love it here too. I want you to imagine that you are walking along the shoreline of a beach. You are completely alone. The sky is a very special shade of blue. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. And you can feel the sun warming your face and your arms as you walk slowly along the beach. The sand is so soft beneath your bare feet, soft and powdery, perfectly white. And that sun really does feel so good on your skin, soothing, releasing. You can feel yourself relaxing already. And although you are alone entirely, my voice is with you. And you feel a sense of completeness here, a sense of connectedness. As you are walking along the sand, every now and then a slow, lazy wave moves over your bare feet. The water is warm and inviting, crystal clear. You look out across the turquoise sea, the sun glistening and sparkling on the undulating water. So beautiful. Such a perfect day. And there is nothing for you to do except relax. You continue walking, and then you notice up ahead there is a sun lounger. Lying down and closing your eyes feels like such a good idea. So you begin to walk up the beach. The sand beneath your feet becoming softer as you move away from the water, and it's slightly more effort to walk. But finally you make it, and you lie down on the bed, sinking down into cushions and softness. You look out over the sea. The sun is so dazzling and bright that you just want to close your eyes and feel the warmth of the sun on your body. That's it. Nothing for you to do. Simply listen to my voice and allow yourself to relax completely. Just resting there. You can hear the sounds of the gentle waves in the distance. And you can feel a soft breeze caress your skin. A soothing sun enveloping you in a warm cocoon. It is the perfect place. Perfect relaxation. And then you realize that you can direct this sun over and around your body. And so you begin to focus the warmth of this sun on your face, and you can feel the warmth of the sun on your face, just relaxing all of the muscles around your eyes, around your nose and your mouth. That golden sunlight soothing and softening. Your jaw is loose, your teeth apart, and you can feel your tongue gently brushing the back of your teeth as you drop even deeper into relaxation. And you move that sunlight down now into your throat, feeling the warmth spreading into every muscle, softening and loosening. And the sunlight moves down into your shoulders, that golden glow spreading across your shoulders, that warmth seeping down into your muscles, softening and loosening every nerve, every fiber, just letting go. Your shoulders feeling loose, limp, comfortable, and you feel so relaxed, comfortable, and at peace with the world, enjoying this special time with me. And you move that sunlight all the way down your right arm, feeling that warmth and relaxation spreading all the way down your arm, from your shoulder to the very tips of your fingers. Your right arm begins to relax and let go. Relax and let go. Feeling heavy and relaxed. And it's a beautiful feeling to be here right now, as the warmth of the sun relaxes your muscles completely. You guide that warmth across into your left shoulder and slowly move it all the way down your left arm, from the top of your shoulder all the way down to the tips of your fingers. As that golden relaxation spreads down your arm, as that golden relaxation spreads down your arm, every muscle softening and loosening. And you can feel your left arm relaxing, feeling so heavy and comfortable and relaxed. Now you move that sunlight across into your chest, feeling that warmth soothing every muscle, sinking down into every nerve and fiber. Excellent. Down into your stomach, warming, soothing, as every muscle softens and loosens, relaxing your stomach down into your hips. So relaxed. That's right. Slowly moving that golden warmth all the way down your right leg. Your thigh muscle softening and loosening. The muscles around your knees softening and loosening. That relaxation spreading all the way down into your calf, down into your foot, to the very tips of your toes. Every muscle in your right leg so relaxed. Your right leg begins to let go and relax, feeling heavier and heavier, and you feel so good right now. Nothing to think about. Smoothing that warmth across into your left leg now, from the top your thigh all the way down to the very tips of your toes. Yes, every muscle softening and loosening, relaxing, letting go. Both of your legs feeling heavier and heavier as I continue to talk to you, and your whole body now is completely relaxed, from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And as your body relaxes, so does your mind. As your mind relaxes, the outside world fades away, and you begin your journey into your own inner world, to that unique and special part of you. That place that only you and I can go to. And you continue to let go of any negative thoughts or feelings. The only thing that matters to you is the sound of my voice, which will continue to take you deeper and deeper into a wonderful state of relaxation. And you may soon find that your mind begins to wander, and it doesn't matter where you drift, where you go, my voice will travel with you at all times, so that you will continue to respond to me on an unconscious level. And it's funny, when you think about being relaxed, you always wonder whether you can go deeper. And as soon as you do, yes. And in a few moments' time, I am going to give you a very special, very powerful trigger. You will feel compelled to respond to this trigger every single time you hear it. Only if it comes from my mouth, of course. You will hear me say the word deep and click my fingers. And when you hear me say the word deep and you hear the snap of my fingers, you will drop deeper into trance for me. That's right. Because you want to so badly. Because it feels so good. Every time I snap my fingers and say the word deep, you will drop even further down into this liquid silk of perfect relaxation. Deep hypnosis. When you hear me give you this signal, you will also feel your body. You will feel your arousal grow. Deep. That's it. Down and down. The more you drop for me, the more aroused you feel. Down and down for me, slave. Go deep for me. You don't need to worry about a thing. I am in control. All you need to do is listen to my voice. And it doesn't even matter if you think you can go deeper for me, because I am talking to your subconscious mind right now, and that part of you can always go down. So deep, your unconscious mind knows how to take you deeper. It happens naturally. You just allow it to happen. Allow yourself to go deep. Allow yourself to go deep. Down and down. Every time I snap, you automatically drop deeper down. It feels so good. That pleasure building. The deeper you go, no matter how deep you go, my voice will be with you, and you will continue to respond to your trigger, to my instruction. You drop down into a deeper level of hypnosis and a more aroused state of being. Deep. That's it, pet. Down and down, so deep, deeper and deeper, into an aroused state of body and a relaxed state of mind. That's right, my pet. Nothing for you to do except relax. Simply listening to the sound of my voice as it envelops your body completely. And I want you to think about the word lust. Allow this word to echo around your mind. Lust. We both know you already lust after me. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here now. Allow me to fan the flames, my pet. The flames of your lust for me. How does that sexual desire, that longing feel now? Now that you are so deep for me. So deep, so obedient. The sound of my words increasing those feelings of lust, of desire, of need. My voice alone is enough to incite a deep passion within you, a slow stirring. Tingles of electricity, sexual energy. See how easy it is for me to awaken your senses, to take control of your body, and that turns you on even more. But I want to take your lust and your desire for me to new levels, to new depths. Even now, as you absorb my words, you are falling deeper and deeper into lust with me. So deep. Your resistance is falling away now as you begin to realize that the more you resist, the deeper you go. Isn't that an interesting thought? To realize it's entirely futile. The more you resist, the deeper you go. The more you resist, the deeper you go. My voice taking you deeper. My voice an anchor for you. My words. My voice. Sending shivers of pleasure down your back. Yes. Knowing that right now, I have you safe and secure, completely under my control. And knowing this makes that special part of your body throb. Maybe you can feel your cock throbbing now. Maybe in a few moments. But listening to my words, imagining my mouth, my lips, soft and plump, my pink tongue forming the words, so soft, so gentle. Yet isn't it interesting how they bind you so tightly? I am in control of your subconscious mind right now. I am all that exists in your universe. I am your goddess. And every time you hear my voice, the fire of your lust for me burns even brighter. Every time you see my image, your fire of lust for me burns even hotter. Nothing can put out this fire, slave, as it consumes you entirely, and I love it. I love the fact that your body responds to the sounds of my words, that your mind responds to the sight of my body. And I love using my body to arouse yours. Isn't it funny how the thought of how arousing I am makes you even more aroused? Just a simple thought. My soft lips brushing against your ear, my hot breath sending shivers down your spine as I slowly breathe out your name. Do you lust after me, slave? Do you crave my touch? I know you do. I know how hard your cock becomes whenever you think about it, whenever you imagine my long, slender yet strong thighs. I wonder how they would feel straddling you, pinning you in place. My hands on your shoulders, my soft, sensitive inner thighs, literally inches from your rock hard cock. Imagine feeling my sublime ass grinding into your thighs. Yes. And I wonder how it would feel when you realize your hands are tied behind your back. You want ever so much to run your fingers up my thigh, but you cannot move. Your hands will not move. I have you bound entirely, slave. There's no point in fighting it. The more you try to move your hands, the harder to move your hands it becomes. Imagine feeling my long, elegant fingers wrapping softly around your neck. Long nails, blood red. As I whisper, do you want me, slave? I know you do. How does it feel, slave, knowing that my pussy is so close to your throbbing cock? And that it feels so good, and it feels so bad. I know, my pet, the agony, the ecstasy, it is all required in the service of a goddess. and your insatiable desire for all that is me burning deep inside of you? Did you know that your lust for me empowers me, slave? Imagine as I run a slow finger down your face, across your lips. You stare into my amber eyes, utterly transfixed, my gaze holding your mind so still, as the sexual tension in your body grows and grows deep. Your eyes are drawn to the pendant swinging between my breasts. So perfect. You can see the outline of my nipples, hard, insistent. You want so badly to touch, but you can't move. Too heavy. Too heavy. So aroused. I am so close, yet so far. The realization that I will always be out of your reach, and your cock so heavy and hard with lust for me. That desire you feel is real, slave. The throbbing is evidence of your lust for me, your goddess. And it's not simply my words, but every part of my body has the power to entice and entrap you. And every word I say is simply a signal to obey me. It's very important for you to know that your lust for me will continue to grow, slave. You will find yourself being drawn again and again to my voice, to images of my body. You long to feel my attention on you, and you lust after every aspect of me. I am your goddess. I embody everything that turns you on. I am all. I am all that you crave. Seduction, dominance, control, power, intelligence, beauty. I will manipulate and connive. I will seduce and disarm. I am your fate and your destiny. You know this. Say it with me, pet, out loud. Madam Violet is my fate. That's it. Madam Violet is my fate. And again, slave. Madam Violet is my fate. Yes. Your desire for me is deep and never ending. I touch parts of you that no other woman has or could. Yes, that's right, slave. Your lust for me has enslaved you. and you are under my control. Your lust for me is so strong, it has rendered you powerless. You are simply obedient. Aren't you, slave? So obedient. Whenever you see or hear the words Madam Violet, your body will be instantly filled with pleasure. Yes, feel that pleasure coursing through your body. The need, the urgency, the desperate desire. Every time you see or hear the words Madam Violet, you will instantly think of me as your body floods with this pleasure. Yes, feels divine, and you're such a good pet, filled with obedience, powered by lust, the endless fire of desire for me, in your heart, in your mind, in your throbbing, twitching, pulsing cock. Obedience and lust. You have these qualities in abundance, and with every step along the stations of servitude, you are becoming a better slave for your mistress. With every step, you are learning how to please me, how to fulfill my every desire. You are learning how to serve me. And every day your enslavement to me grows. And as hard as you may try to get my voice out of your mind, you simply can't do it. My voice is woven into the fabric of who you are. Your subconscious mind is deeply programmed, and I am with you, always, slave. And that lust you carry for me burns so bright. It burns so hot. A perpetual fire of lust, desire, aching need. And it just feels so good. Every time you hear or see my name, Madam Violet, you'll be overwhelmed with pleasure. Yes, I'm going to bring you out of trance now, slave, so you can see the effects of your lust and obedience to me. As I count from 1 to 10, you will slowly awaken, feeling refreshed, feeling relaxed, and feeling filled with lust and desires of obedience for Madam Violet. 1. Making the decision to come out of hypnosis now. Still feeling lustful and obedient towards your mistress. 2. Waking up now. Slowly emerging. 3, allowing more of the world around you to come back in as you come out of hypnosis. Your lust for me is strong, presence still in your body. 4, waking up. 5, 6, coming back into the room now, even more aware of your body. 7, eyes opening, feeling that desire to obey. 8, wide awake now, fully present, feeling so good, feeling alive and vibrant. 9, 10, wide awake, back in the room, ready to serve me, Madame Violet, your goddess. Serve me with your obedience and with that lust, that burning, aching need and desire. Until next time, my pet.